Okay, today's date here in America is March 23rd, 2023, and this is a short follow-up interview with Kent about the events and things that have happened since the first lockdown in Wuhan, China in 2020. So I would like to begin by asking you, Kent, 3 years later, what are your feelings now about the first lockdown?
My feelings are quite complicated, but after all, deep in my mind right now, I think the Chinese government did the right thing about first lockdown. Because at the first time, people didn't know what was the effect of the COVID-19. So the first lockdown in Wuhan had contained the spread of the virus. That meant a lot, because in that way, I think the government saved a lot of lives. And the second point is that because the first lockdown, China had quickly contained or suppressed the spread of the virus. That meant the Chinese manufacturing capacity could be stabilized, and that I think that could boost the economy at that time. But why I said my feelings are quite complicated about the first lockdown, because in another hand, the first lockdown was quite fierce and was quite intense. Which had created a very bad international image of China and the Chinese government to the people of the world.
All understandable. And like so since that first lockdown, and what followed, in for like the rest of 2020, 2021, and tw last year, 2022, what have your feeling what are your feelings about what happened after the first lockdown? This could be, I'll leave it up to you as how you want to respond, but it could refer to the other lockdowns that occurred, the other restrictions, or anything else. It's up to you how you wish to respond.
Like I said, my feelings are quite complicated about the aftermath of the first lockdown. It has changed me, not only me, but a lot of people who live in this country. We change our habit of life. maybe doing more exercises than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Promote the sense of personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Enhance our idea of how to expand our personal savings.
Okay.
In case there's gonna be any other emergency issues, just like COVID, just like this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, did any like I you still run or operate or manage a bar and restaurant in Wuhan, right?
Right.
Did any of the events since the first lockdown affect your business?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It affected my business quite bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bar business or the food catering business we can refer to, it was a disaster. I mean, the lockdown, the first lockdown,
mm-hmm.
and the following lockdowns happened here were definitely a disaster to Chinese bar business and the food catering business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of owners or a lot of small business got bankruptcy.
Right.
And we are still here. We survived.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. But life is hard. Because lockdown has severely damaged the confidence of the public consuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still, we are in the time of recovering our confidence. We're still on the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. I can only imagine. Has there anything changed in your own life since we did the first interview? Anything at all that has maybe changed?
Well, not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think after the first lockdown, I think myself has created a way of life,
mm-hmm.
that I think I'm getting more hardworking person, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think the first lockdown changed me to a person who are more willing to connect to people,
mm-hmm.
that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me as a human being in this world, you can't be isolated. You should cherish your family, your friends, mm-hmm. the people you know around you,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know when will be the next lockdowns or pandemic that what will affect your life.
Hmm.
And maybe next time you won't see these people again. So you should take your time and take it easy, and you have to cherish the people around you.
Right. Yeah. Again, all very understandable. I think it's kind of natural that people's some people's thinking has changed because of what's happened, in China and around the world as well. It's only natural that some things have changed.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe because my next question is kind of, I think, kind of related to what I just asked you. I was going to ask you, what have you learned about yourself because of what happened? But I feel like I should ask maybe something like, what have you learned about yourself as like a business person, because of what's happened?
Well, I think it's a very good question, though. As a business person, I think the whole epidemic taught me about the tactics of risk, because the risk is a thing that is unavoidable, right? And it's happening through your whole life, right? I mean, your life, as you work, as you talk to people, as you are connecting to people, there's all kinds of risks. You need to, right? You need to recognize, them. You need to analyze them, and you need to avoid them.
Can you maybe give me an example of like, how you maybe how you avoided a risk because of what happened, or maybe even adapted to the changes, in your business.
Right. I'll give you example of my bar business, right?
Okay.
Before the lockdown, because everything was good. I mean, the bar supply chain was very stable, right? There weren't many like varieties, like everything was quite normal, stable, right? So, I don't need to check my inventories or my stocks, like at a, or daily basis or weekly basis thing. But after the lockdown, I know that the supply chain will be different. Will be different. So, I establish a mechanism that you need to check different items, right? Which belongs to the bar, which will be consumed during the daily operations. And you're going to the very details about the every items, right? You check the inventory or the stock level of each item in the bar in different like timely basis. Otherwise, there might be a risk, that you can be out of supply, you can be out of stock. Because one item missing or several missing that could affect your daily business.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure. So you had to be like more mindful and pay attention to what you had in your inventory.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure that had to be, that could be very exhausting or you know, frustrating at times.
Yeah, you mean the first lockdown or the following lockdowns or?
Well, just the, you know, operating the business during all of, during everything, you know.
Throughout the whole time, right? It was very exhausted and it was hard to operate the business. I think it was not only me.
Yeah.
But a lot of my peers here in China. But luckily, I mean, right? We got lucky because we survived in our own way, and I'm really sorry for those who didn't survive after the lockdowns, after the pandemic. Yeah,
right.
I'm very sorry for them.
But
that's life, right? That's life,
right? Definitely. So I guess maybe my one last question I have for you is, like, you know, earlier you talked about kind of like cherishing others, and I guess even cherishing time with others, you know. So, like, besides that, has there been anything else that you learned about yourself personally since all of the this pandemic stuff started?
Yeah. Just like I already responded, that I think I'm becoming a quite hardworking people. Than usual, right? I will value maybe money than usual, right? I become a person who prepares for more options.
Okay.
Yeah, because before the lockdowns, maybe I only got one option. But after the lockdown, when I do something, right, I always think about like option A and option B, even option C, as my backup plans. I was like, what if things have changed, right? And I, you know, there's become a lot of changes. So I need to get myself prepared for more backup plans.
Right.
That I think that is the first lockdown changed me in my own life.
Excuse me. Yes, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Right.
So I think, like, with that, like, I have no more questions, but I guess, like, I do want to just ask, like, is if there's anything else that you would like to share, or maybe something that I did not ask about that you would like to talk about.
Yeah, I think there will be one more thing I would like to add is that I want to talk about a little bit about the comprehensive lifting of the lockdown by the Chinese government. That was happened from December the 9th or 10th of 2020, yeah.
But
I think every,
last year, 2022, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
2022. I'm
Okay.
sorry.
That's
Yeah,
okay. That's okay.
I think the date was December the 9th or 10th. I think you can verify it on the internet. I think there is an exact date about it. So December 9th or 10th of 2022, because that day was the first day of lifting the official lockdown. So after the lift of the lockdown, I think everybody I knew or everybody I know around me got it.
Got
I mean,
sick.
got COVID. Yeah. And even if my friends, my relatives died of it. That was pretty sad. And my mom got it. Because for me, it was like a cold, right? So I recovered about it a day. But my mom recovered, I don't know, maybe a month or 2 months. But I think she is still, right, being affected by the COVID. I think she's getting the long COVID. Yeah, but nevertheless, I think the Chinese government did the right thing about the first lockdown because it saved a lot of people's life at that time, because we barely know any not the knowledge of the COVID, the virus, right? It can't save the Chinese economy at that time. But I think also the Chinese government did the right thing about the final lift of the lockdowns. Even though it killed many people, right? But it's still common. The lockdown it proved that the lockdowns and the lockdown following it didn't work. We still have to face the virus, right? Yeah, and I think in China right now we already create like the herd immunity that I think the COVID in China already passed. So for that part, I'm very happy.
So, like, would you say that things kind of feel more normal now, in a way?
We're becoming normal, like people, like the life is getting normal, the work is getting normal, the society order is getting normal. There will be no lockdowns anymore, right? There's been no restrictions of travel.
So, I mean, I feel like you don't have to answer this question, but like, How is but I feel like I should ask, like, how is your mother doing now? Like, she's okay.
She's okay, but she always feel exhausted when, after go shopping, right? After going to the grocery stores, because my mom is doing yoga for over, I don't know, 15 or 16 years. But now, every time she will feel exhausted after doing yoga, I think the side effect of the virus is quite a thing. But hey, but thanks for asking. My mom is getting better now, and her life is already back to normal.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, thanks.
I think that's about covers everything that I wish to speak, like, ask about, I should say. If you don't have anything else to add, I'll just say thank you for doing this again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.